on it. Yep. You know, nobody would, it wouldn't occur to anybody to ask the question of an all-male bill, like, so what does it mean that there is an all-male touring festival going out around England, you know? But when it's all women, it seems like an anomaly or something special. And, you know, speaking of Lilith Fair, I remember when I was at the Globe, I interviewed Sarah McLachlan in anticipation of the debut of that festival. And she said to me, I guess I asked her, like, so what was the impetus for this? What gave you the idea? And she and I think all the other women on that bill had actually had the experience of being told at some point, either by a radio programmer or a tour booker, that, well, we already have our woman slot filled. Right. Yep. So I'm sorry, we can't have you back to back on the radio with Paula Cole or Sheryl Crow or whomever. You know, like the girl niche is taken.
Yeah, they wouldn't let Sarah McLachlan and Liz Phair put a bill together. And that's just crazy.
However many years, decades later, still kind of pushing to just achieve neutral, equal footing.
It's really in rock radio. It's been that way for a long time. I remember when, at the height of like the new metal garbage, like the Limp Bizkit era and stuff like that, there were no female voices on the radio at all. And I actually did something around that time. I did a sort of a festival with women. It was back in like the early 2000s. And when Evanescence came out, remember Evanescence when Amy Lee was on the radio? You would think that, like, I don't know, the world ended. People were on the phone like, who is this? Who's Tori Amos singing with Linkin Park? It's like, oh, that's Evanescence. Because no one...
That's good.
No, there were no female voices on rock radio at that time. It was all Godsmack and Disturbed, and the list goes on and on and on. But then there was a band that came out that was successful that had a female singer, and, you know... Thankfully, it helps. You know, helped. You know, record companies then do the spaghetti against the wall. Let's find like 300 more Evanescences and see who sticks. But I always thought she was a great singer, and I still to this day think she's a great singer. And I like to hear her. It wasn't really my style of music at the time, but I was just like, thank God that there's finally, you know, in new rock radio at the time. I mean, we've always had, you know, the great Pat Benatar and Anna Nancy Wilson and that, but that wasn't new music, you know? And still to this day, I mean, I work in classic rock radio, and I might play one woman an hour, maybe. So the fact is, it's really not that different, but what is different is what we're going to do about it, right? Yeah. And I think things like this are one of the many things that we can do about it. When we get together and we decide, we're going to start talking about the things that might make you uncomfortable. So what's going to make you uncomfortable is, well, all of these chicks, I can say chicks, all these girls are going to get together, all these women, all these ladies, and do some stuff, and why don't you be part of it, right? So when you think about how you present this to people who don't know about it at all, I mean, what's your approach? That don't know you, maybe you're in a new city, maybe you're in Cleveland. What do you talk about? What do you want? What are the things you want people to know about it?
I've been saying just 9 New England rock bands and kind of like purposefully taking out the woman, in the hopes that maybe they'll listen to the tracks and be like, oh, this is peculiar. It seems like all these bands have girl singers.
Yeah. What a surprise.
Yes. Pretty good for girl singers.
That's a great approach.
And just to say, we do have one band on the festival that has a male singer. That's Cold Expectations.
We're going to play that.
Joellen does a lot of singing in that band, but the lead singer is Steve.
Are you still comfortable being on the tour?
Yeah.
Call attention to, because like we all bring a good game. We all are in great bands.
Cold Expectations is an awesome band.
Yeah, they really
I think part of the reason that we went with the idea of power pop punk queens is the queen part. This is about us putting together an amazing show taking it around, giving people a chance to see a lot of bands and a lot of bands that all sound good together. And it's more about that than the specific, like the broad question of being a man or a woman and female or male. It's more about like, this is something we're doing, we're getting together and doing, making happen.
Mm-hmm. And it just happens that there are a lot of women involved.
It happens.
Just so happens.
A lot of really, really awesome women involved.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I almost feel like it was more genre-driven.
Yeah, it's a happy accident.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a really good way to look at it. I really do. Let's play Cold Expectations from their new one, More String Than Pearl. It's WMFO.
Waiting
Megan Tracy and the Misconnections, brand new music. It's 91.5 WMFO Medford. Bedtime Magic are making a whole lot of noise. Hi, are making a whole lot of noise next to us. There's just two of them, but they're bombastic at best. We heard music from, that's Megan Tracy and the Misconnections, Sweetheart, playing tomorrow night at the Jungle in Somerville with Love Love and Airports. Who else do we hear? Kid Gulliver, Forget About Him, part of Whistle Stop. The Knockups, Black Rose. The Chelsea Curve, Girl Cave Dog. Power Slut, New Girl. There's new Power Slut on the horizon, I'm happy to tell you. Everybody leading up to Whistle Stop, which officially kicks off in January, yes?
Correct.
What does everybody have in store before then, leading up to the holiday season and then after? You have gigs? You have gigs? I know you do.
Gigs. Joan,
okay,
you have the
all
next
right,
gig.
Okay, right? I'll go first. I probably have the first gig unless somebody has a show tonight or tomorrow night. Field Day has a show Friday night at Sally O'Brien's with this terrific psych pop band from Northampton called The Fawns. We've played with them out there in Western Massachusetts before, so... we will be at Sally O'Brien's on Friday night. And guess what, Angel? You're presenting that
yes.
show.
Surprise. Awesome.
Who else has a show?
I'm cool with
up?
That.
Well, I don't have anything right away. This is Linda. But the Chelsea Curve will be playing in December. December 14th at the Midway. And then Friday, December 20th at Coto in Salem. That's it.
So Justine and the Unclean will be playing Friday, November 22nd at O'Brien's. It's an evening with the Women of Rumbar, and that features Hambone Skinny, Justine and the Unclean, A Bunch of Jerks, and Lily Black.
A bunch of jerks. I'm like, oh yeah, that's a band name. Because I'm like, that's everybody I know.
That's my fans. No, that's a Rumbar band. Bunch of jerks.
I was like, do I have a gig on that day? So Heather Rose and Clover has an event on Friday, December 13th at the News Cafe in Pawtucket. We're playing with Morningside Lane from Jersey and Max Prossner.
Nice.
Yeah.
And Power Slut is at the Once Ballroom on Saturday, November 23rd, and we'll be playing with Smitty Smitty and the Fez Tones, Corner Soul, and the Rupert Selection.
Oh, a bunch of Rumble Magic right there.
Very excited for that one.
Aren't you in the Fez Tones?
You are. Oh, yeah, Linda's in the Fez Tones.
And also Joellen from Cold Expectations is also in the Fez Tones.
That's right.
That's true. We are Fez Tones.
Yeah, three whistle stop rockers
on stage.
It's
a family affair.
Renaissance
family.
Yeah. Well, I love the idea of this. I think that really you just got to go with your gut on these things. I'm a big fan of just going with your gut and not... It's difficult in these times to not overthink things. I get that. But sometimes it's just winging it in the way, like, let's just see how it goes. Clearly there's planning involved, because I don't do anything without planning it, except for Joan's Field Day show.
Sometimes these shows just happen.
Sometimes they just come together, and I'm like...
it feels like that's how this happened. I mean, yeah. Nobody sat down and said, hey, let's put this thing together. Mm-hmm. Let's find these bands, concoct this. It wasn't like a concept. It just sort of happened in this organic kind of, way. It was quick, but it felt very natural.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Even though I have to say I don't feel like I've been kind of a seminal player in this. It's very hard to keep up with all the messaging.
I will say that. Yeah,
it's very hard to keep up with the messaging. So sometimes I feel like I'm finding out what I'm doing with when I've ostensibly been a part of planning it, but I haven't really. But no, everybody's working really hard. Everybody's pitching in. We find that we all have different skills to offer, different niches that we can fill. Mm-hmm. And that feels really good. That sense of community, I think, feels really special. We were also talking over dinner about that, and how one of the real bonuses of being in a band and playing out is just finding people, finding relationships, building community. You know, it's harder when you're a grown up.
I feel that way.
To kind of do that.
That's what I was thinking about when you said that. It's harder as we all get older.
That's right.
To sort of foster those relationships the same way we may have when we were younger, right?
Yeah. So this feels really galvanizing, and just really positive and rewarding.
Where did the name come from, Whistle Stop? Is there a story to that?
Really good question.
That was weird.
Kind of old-timey to me. Am I wrong?
No, you're right. It's definitely old-timey.
Yeah, so it's about when in political campaigns, when candidates would ride around in the back of a train and stop the train and give a speech off the back of the caboose, in essence, and then go to another town and do that. So it's this idea of kind of touring, but in a way that's kind of regional and kind of,
You guys, what if we charter a train car? Honestly, we can play our sets.
Yeah.
On the back of the train.
That's good.
Okay.
Maybe in the spring or summer edition of Whistle Stop Rock.
We have a lot of gear, though, so I think that's a really good idea with 9 bands.
Your backline.
Definitely shared backline.
Yeah. We're definitely
back of the train.
Well, they do the Polar Express. Why not the Whistle Stop Express?
Exactly.
I like this.
Just brainstorming here.
Rolling into your town.
Yeah. I actually know a guy. I know a guy who does this. It's called Roots on the Rails. Have you ever heard of this?
It sounds awesome, though. I want to know more.
God, I hope he's not listening. He does this. He puts together these really cool, kind of intimate, by rail trips that people buy tickets for, and the musicians are kind of with the travelers, and they have jam sessions and stuff. Okay, I gotta go.
Did someone mention a rock cruise?
Let's
do this. Totally like that.
Let's do this.
All right.
All right. This sounds excellent.
Well, everyone, thank you. We are going to go to Bedtime Magic shortly. However, I'm going to wait for Joel to give me the okay. Give me the word on that. You're welcome to stay. There he is. Got a little bit of time? Got a little bit of time? You want me to play the concert report?
Okay. And then we're good to go.
All right.
All right. Can I sneak in our website?
You absolutely can. Please do. Please do.
www, which you already knew, whistlestoprock.com. You can find out about the tour dates and the bands who are on the bills. And yeah, super psyched.
Listen to the music.
And listen to the music, yes.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for being here. I appreciate it. I appreciate you wrangling all of these fine people coming in here on a Wednesday night where it's brutally cold outside. Do know that we're recording this, and I'm going to post it on all the Boston Emissions hangs, so you're welcome to listen to it and share it and reshare it and whatever you want to do with it. We're going to go to the On the Town concert report, and then I will bring you Bedtime Magic from Studio D.
Hey everybody, it's time for the Jukebox Zero's local concert report, presented by On the Town with Mikey D. I'm Lils.
And I'm Patrick.
And here's what's happening in your neck of the woods.
Thanks, Lils. Let's kick things off on Thursday, November 14th. In Alston at Great Scott, you can check out Circa Waves with Parks. Over at O'Brien's, you can check out Stars Hollow with Nice, along with Closure and Perfect Saturday. Heading on over to Somerville at Once, we got Catastro with Bikini Trill and Dylan Reese. Over in Union Square at the Jungle, we got Airport with Megan Tracy and the Misconnections and Love Love. At Thunder Road, you can check out the Deep Sea Divers with Matthew Mercury and Scott Damgard. And then back in Cambridge at the Middle East upstairs, we got the Other Favorites. And then the Middle East downstairs, it's Hilltop Hoods with Adrian Eagle.
Now it's November 15th, and over at Great Scott, we got an evening with Lisa Ann with Sophia Bolt. At O'Brien's, Chad Price, Sammy Kay, Chuck Coles with Lenny Lashley, and Matt Charette. We got two shows happening over at once. First, an early show with Electric Standard, Jamie Dunphy and True North, and the Bamboo Stealers. Later on, we got Integrity with All Out War, Enforced, and Maniac. Over at the Jungle, you can catch Red Red Rocket with For Lack of a Term and 7CS. At the Midway Cafe in JP, we got the Cosmic Factory with Sacred Lake, Still, and Day Grazer. At the Lily Pad, you can catch the debut show of Murphy and the Mess. At the Lizard Lounge, it's a record release party for the Blue Ribbons with Spotted Tiger. Over at Maggie's Lounge in Quincy, it's a night of reggae with the Instigators and Classic Vibe. At the Dorchester Art Project, Cam Sleeper with Castling and Puberty Kids. Over at Club Passim, an evening with Bill Staines. Over at Atwood's Tavern, you can catch Margaret and the Co-Pilots. Over at Out of the Blue 2, an evening of singer-songwriters with Mike Sim, Hannah J., Andrew Eckel, and Keanu Burke with Peter Levine. Rolling up northward to Salem, at Coda, we got an evening with War on Alexandria, Lockjaw Smile, and Aluminum. Aluminium, for those of you from England. Just across the street at Opus, Dutch Tulips are playing with Sad Baxter and Push Flowers. And if you head just up the way to Gulu Gulu Cafe, you can catch Matt and the Skeleton Crew. At Thirsty First over in Lowell, we got King's Petition with Squash and Oziam. At the Warthen Attic, also in Lowell, Mercury on Mars with The Broken Toys, Jimmy Jacked, and Captain Martini and the Keystoners. Over at Warp and Weft, we got a double bill with Matt Woods and Boneheart Flanagan. Over in Worcester at Ralph's Rock Diner, you can catch Omnia, Hope Before the Fall, Carpathia, and Trading Heroes for Ghosts. And also in Worcester at the Raven, Animal Embassy with Weapon ESP and Joe Grizzly.
Now it's Saturday, November 16th. Over in Alston at Great Scott, it's the Avoid One Thing record release show with Carissa Johnson. And then over at O'Brien's, we got The Summoned, along with Solemn Vision, Vivi Sepulter, and Matrophagy. Heading out to Somerville at Jungle, it's Fuzzy Bumble with Typhoid Rosie, Tisk Tisk Tisk, and Wild Allegations. Over at Thunder Road, you can check out Shira Elias's Goods and Services with Lee Ross. At Sally O'Brien's, it's Freeloader with Benny Sizzler and Shepherdess. And then over at Bull McCabe's, it's GA20. Heading over to Cambridge at Lizard Lounge, it's Joshua Fialkoff's album release show with support from Samantha Farrell. And then if you head over to Club Bohemia, you can check out Kids Like You and Me present Moto, Sticker Shock, Electric Street Queens, and Johnny and the Food Masters. At Middle East Upstairs, we got a matinee show with Jordan Jones. And then in the evening, you can check out Ryan Caraveo along with Carrie. Middle East Downstairs, it's Dave. And then over at Atwood's Tavern, we have another matinee show with the Crank Tones. In the evening, it's Jackal's final show with the Missouri Pacific. Over at Club Passim, it's Alistair Mook's Pastures of Plenty. Over in Harvard Square at the Hong Kong, we got Street Cleaner along with Protector 101 and Big Time Kill. Down in JP at the Midway Cafe, we have a matinee show with Rodent, along with Classic Ruins, Triple Thick, and Muscle Car. And then in the evening, you can check out High Risers with Goons, Bop Thrills, and Easy Ed. Heading up to Salem at the Kodo, we have Above the Din with Three Parts Dead, Blue Manic, and Peaked. Or if you head over to the Gullah Gullah Cafe, you can see Hannah Cranton's Cards EP release show. Up in Lowell at the Thirsty First, you can check out Time and Place with Coffin Salesman, Ham the Band, and Doug McDonald. And then over at the Hearing Room, we have the Don White Record Release Show. And then we have a few shows out in Worcester. Over at Ralph's Rock Diner, you can check out Warhorse with Bog Haunter, Angel Morgue, and Bone Church. And then over at Raven, there's going to be a show from Alex Desmo featuring Danny Phantom and Death Over Simplicity. Or if you're over at the Electric Haze, you can see Shoka Zoba with the Sunta Africa Band and Chuck Chillin.
On November 17th at Great Scott, catch Beans on Toast. At O'Brien's, just up the street, it's the 4th Annual Scorpio Rising Showcase with Thrust Club, The Downhauls, The OSYX, and Daphne Blue Underworld. Over at Once in Somerville, Brother Hawk and Set Fire. Over at the Midway Cafe and JP, Mickey Rickshaw with Sergeant Scaganetti and Hans Gruber and the Diehards with Cheap City. At Toad, an evening with Amber Caceres. And at the Middle East Upstairs, Grey Skull Booking presents Vital Remains 30th Anniversary Tour with Mourned and Blood Tithe.
All right, now it's Monday, November 18th. Over at Great Scott, you can check out Flint Flossie with Turquoise Jeep. At O'Brien's, it's Drag Days with Future Friends and Apps. Out in Somerville at Once, it's Toddler Billy Takeover. And then over in Union Square in the jungle, we have Cycling with The Melted Chapsticks. Lastly, out in Cambridge at Atwood's Tavern, we have Sarah Shook and The Disarmers.
Now it's November 19th, and over at Great Scott, we got Michael Cronin with Shannon Lay and Tori Silver. At O'Brien's Pub, you can catch Sinai Vessel, Ben Saratan, Little Musket, and I Wish I Could Skateboard. Over at the Jungle, we got The Solos with Good Troy Edward and Blue Hyenas. At the Midway Cafe in JP, make sure to catch Big Time Kill with Ryan Flynn and May O'Hara. At Toad, the Frank Graham Band and the Blue Ribbons. At Club Passim, it's the first night of Zachariah Hickman's two-night power outage party. And over at Zuzu, you can catch Liam Anastasia Murphy with Cactus Island and Mimi Tansky.
All right, rounding out the week here on Wednesday, November 20th. Starting in Alston at Great Scott, we have Beach Bunny with Another Michael. And then heading on over to O'Brien's, coming all the way up from Philadelphia, it's Time Lost with local support from Rada, C, and Delisle. At the Middle East Upstairs, it's Goodnight Texas. And then over at Sonya, we got Wax with Ubi Ses Crew, Lance Skywalker, Cody Pope, and Just for Kicks. At Atwood's Tavern, it's Monica Rizzio's album release show, Sunshine is Free. Over at the Sinclair, you can check out Boston Manor along with Microwave and Heart Attack Man. And then in JP at the Midway Cafe, it's Anna Day along with Lena Cooper, Submarina, and Fool the Bear.
And that about does it for the Jukebox Zero's local concert report presented by On the Town with Mikey D. For more musical shenanigans, please check out our podcast, Jukebox Zeros, wherever podcasts can be found. I'm Lils.
And I'm Patrick.
Now get your buns to a show and discover your new favorite local band. Bye.
On the Town with Mikey D, WMFO Medford. I bring you live from Studio D, Bedtime Magic. We'll be right back.
You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D, WMFO 91.5 FM.
Bedtime magic.
Your bedtime magic. Second for liquid. I'm gonna liquid myself.
You're listening to WMFO On the Town with Mikey D.
Bedtime W magic. I say W, you say M. When I say F, you say O. W.
M.
F.
O.
There you go. I was very enthusiastic. Into my nature, but I lost my man.
Okay! We'll be right back.
Thanks for Bedtime Magic. This is WMFO 91.5 on the town with Mikey D.
That's it?
With Mikey D, WMFO Medford. My name is Angela Wood. This is Boston Emissions. That's the Chelsea Curve again. Because, you know, a song so nice, why not hear it twice? All right, time for Songs of the Week. What I do on Boston Emissions week to week, you can find more about my show at bostonemissions.com. Every week, I play brand new songs on the show. I post them up at the playlist, and I post them up in a poll form so bands can have a little fun, get played more on the radio. And really, why is that bad? Tell me. All right, five tonight, going out to Pregame Rituals, Devil's Sons.